and Dr. Angel Falzoni, who's a PhD and licensed mental health counselor in our ministry. It's a great show. It's life coaching. It's interactive. You can call in, all of that. And that's Thursday nights at 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time. And then it's on Starcom Media Network many times during the week. So catch all of that. It's time for Station ID. Yes, it is.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. Welcome back to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. Our show is a two-hour show. When we began 9 years ago here on this station in April of 07, it was a one-hour show. And then it became a 90-minute show. And then a year and a half or so, 2 years later, became a two-hour show. And the time just flies for us on the air. And we love being on the air and on Starcom Media Network and on Tantalk1340.com. Our webmaster at the end of each month goes to the Tantalk1340.com website on the podcast and takes both of our shows, Living the Good Life and Go Yard, and puts them on our respective websites for you all to hear indefinitely. We have 350-plus shows on BOHMGlobal.com, www.BOHMGlobal.com. Nan, I know you, and Betty, I know you, go back and listen to shows a lot. And if it's during the current month, like right now in August, then you have to go to Tantalk1340.com, go to podcasts, go to Living the Good Life, or Go Yard, whichever. But at the end of each month, then the shows go and stay on our websites also. And it's really a great tool to invite people to get acquainted with the ministry, isn't it, Nan?
Oh, most definitely. And you know, if you have to miss a show or whatever, you can always go back, pick it up and listen to it. Or if there was one that particularly blessed you and you want to hear it again, you know, middle of the night, you can't sleep. What better way to
You've done that
time?
A lot, haven't you?
I have.
And Betty, I know you go back and listen to things you missed, don't you?
Yes, only to reiterate what was said, because a lot of times when you're on the radio, you think, what did I say when, you know, when Pastor Marcia asked me this? And then you listen to, you know, to what was talked about, but then you continue to listen, because a lot of times, especially here in this rural area, we don't have the greatest reception either through internet or through tune-in radio. So if you miss a segment, then you can go back and listen to it again, or pick up where you couldn't hear what was being talked about. it's really a blessing. It enlightens, it uplifts you, and it's a wonderful tool to have, and we can call ourselves blessed here in the United States that we have that ability to be able to do that, to click on something and listen to it and have God's word immediately appear in front of us to hear or even to watch.
Well, and that's a great point. And with the websites now, BOHMGlobal.com and GoYard2014.org, let me give you that again, because the GoYard is not a .com. It is GoYard2014.org, where all the life coaching shows are. You can go to our websites in different places in the world. So, you know, this has become so global, and especially in the last year with technology improvements, and we thank God for that. So go there. Go to our websites, BOHMGlobal.com, and also GoYard2014.org, and listen to these shows. Back to Ruth. Okay, Ruth says to Naomi, I'm going to go to work, and she's not going to sit in her circumstances that are difficult and negative. Instead, Ruth says, I'm going to work, okay? And because she does that, she is going to look for somebody that she can find favor with. Now, Boaz is a type of Jesus. And dear ones, you have found favor with Jesus. We've been talking about that. Listen to this song, and you can see the heart of Jesus in it by the group Casting Crowns. Love them like Jesus.
The love of her life is drifting away. They're losing the fight for another day. The life that she's known is falling apart. A fatherless home, a child's broken heart. You're holding her hand, you're straining for words, you're trying to make sense of it all. She's desperate for hope, darkness clouding her view. She's looking to you. Just love her like Jesus, carry her to him. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. You don't need the answers to all of life's questions. Just know that he loves her, stay by her side, and love her like Jesus. Lying wait in a room painted blue. A little blessing from heaven would be there soon. Hope fades in the night, and blue skies turn to gray as a little one slips away. You're holding their hand, you're straining. Love them like Jesus, carry them to him. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. You don't need the answers to all of life's questions. Just know that he loves them, stay by their side. Love them like Jesus.
Praise God. Woo. Love him like Jesus. Jesus loves you, dear listener, so very much. If you don't hear anything else today, hear this. You have found favor with God. He loves you. He loves you, and he wants you to find that favor that he has already bestowed upon you. You just don't realize it, maybe. We're in Luke chapter 2 today, and Ruth gets to work. She says to Naomi, I'm going to work. And before we get on with that, Nan's just signaled me that she's got a poem. So go ahead, Nan.
Love them with your heart. Love those who are around you, who seem like they can't go on. Share the message of me with them, pointing them to salvation.
Amen.
Through
Amen.
My son.
Mm-hmm.
Love them from deep within you. I will lead you in all that you're to say. Listen to them as they share, and then with them you need to pray. You are my ambassadors to them. Love them with the love that I give. Let them know that I'm here for them, and that of their sins I will forgive. Let them know the love of my son. That is what you're to do for them. Love them with the love I have for you, and let them know that upon me they can always depend.
Oh, praise God. Woo, that's some real instruction right there. You know, that's very good. Thank you, Lord, for giving that to Nan and for all of us. So God is speaking mightily again today through these poems, Betty, the poems. Yes. All
yes,
right. Did you hear it?
Yes, it was awesome. And I think that one of the things that we don't do enough is love them like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be what would Jesus do type of, you know, little bracelets or things
right.
People would wear. But I think we need to get back to that.
That's right.
I noticed that there's a lot of road rage, and there's a lot of things that are happening in this world that we just don't quite understand.
Right.
And if it's sad to see a mother that can't, you know, that song just really ministers to me. A mother that was in the grocery store and couldn't continue to buy groceries for her family because in this area we're pretty stricken when it comes to employment. And good bystanders stepped up and bought the rest of the groceries
wow.
that she couldn't buy.
Praise God.
And I think that if we would just step outside of our comfort zone
yes.
just a little bit
yes.
and be able to help someone in need, that at that point in time when we were talking about work and about, you know, finding favor with the Lord, is that the Lord will put you where he wants you
Amen.
At that given time mm-hmm. so that you can bless someone and love them like Jesus did. And it's hard, I know, sometimes when people treat you, mistreat you, they wrong you or whatever, but you can still pray for that person and ask the Lord to help them change and help them to find favor with the Lord, because maybe they're down or they may have problems. They just need some kind of help. Love them like Jesus and
Amen.
Things will change.
You know, that is so good. The song is perfect, as God always makes this music happen and leads me to the right CDs, you know, just that's what happens. And this is perfect right now for what happened is that Ruth goes to work in the fields and she says in advance, I hope I'm going to find someone that I can find favor with. And you know what she does? She ends up, we don't know how long she was in different people's fields, but she arrives at Boaz's field. And she doesn't even realize whose field it is. She's just being led. And a lot of times this is what God does. Leads us in a circumstance and we don't even know what's coming up right away. She didn't realize that this was God's doing here. I'm sure maybe she did on the inside of her heart, but she didn't know what was about to happen. And so she goes to this field and she's working in this field. And it happens to be, no coincidence, God's timing, the field of Boaz, who was the relative of Naomi's husband, Elimelech, her dead father-in-law. And as it comes out, he comes back from Bethlehem, Boaz, and as he walks up to his field, he greets the people working for him. And I love the fact that he is a type of Jesus. And didn't Jesus greet us like this when he was on the earth? God be with you. I mean, in fact, Jesus was, it prophesied to Mary that he would be Emmanuel, God with us. And Boaz here says to his workers, God be with you. Just like Jesus says to us, God be with you. He proclaims, I want God to be with you. That's us finding favor. And they replied, and God bless you. Which reminds me of how we as the harvesters at the end times, we are blessing God and praising him with our music and with our hands lifted up and with our shouting and with our singing and with our declaring his greatness. Comment on that, Nan, because this is so prophetic of what we are now. Jesus coming to this earth, God with us, Emmanuel, and us responding, God, I bless you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I love you. Woo, and then we'll let Betty have a comment here.
That is powerful. You know, God inhabits the praises of his people.
Amen, he does.
And, you know, as we praise him, I mean, he really blesses us. This really opens up the floodgates of heaven of blessings as
yes.
we praise him. And, you know, many times we're praising him while we're in difficult situations, but mm-hmm. we're not praising him because of our situations. We're praising him because of who he is.
Amen. Good point. Betty, comment on this. Isn't this cool how this is prophetic of Boaz as a type of Jesus is prophetic of Emmanuel and then us responding in praise to him? Woo!
Yes, I think that she was, you know, she was trying to find favor.
Yeah.
And that he does acknowledge her.
Yeah.
And explains to her, you know, it still amazes to me that she went out. And if you think about the harvest now versus the harvest back then,
right,
is that these women went out in the early morning.
Yeah.
And they had to work in the afternoon into the late evening.
Right.
So this was not a job that was, you know, scanning things across a, you know, a computer. This was actually hard work. So I think that he saw something different in her because God had put her there.
Right.
And that's what God does with us. He puts us in particular situations so that we can have favor with our boss, with whoever we need, our spouses,
right,
friends or whatever. God has a specific time and a specific place for her to be, and he acknowledged her.
Yes, yes.
I believe that.
Oh, absolutely. She was right there at the right time because it was God ordained and because she took a stand and said, I'm going out. I'm going to go look for the favor. You know, I'm going to get out of my circumstances. She could have sat around the house all day with the bitter old bag and listened to all the negativity, you know, but she didn't do that. Ruth says, I'm going to work. And she gets out there and she runs into these people and she meets Boaz. And Boaz, people, if you'll get out of your mess that you're in by stepping up to the plate and start being active to find Jesus and to find his blessings and his favor, he will so bless you like he did Ruth right here through Boaz, a type of Jesus. You want to comment on that, Nan?
We do need to go out and look for that. You know, things aren't necessarily just dropped on our doorstep. You know, I mean, there are times he blesses us, obviously, when, you know, he gives us favor. We're not necessarily all the whole time always praying,
sure,
for favor. I mean, he just moves in at
it's
times.
It's just part of our lives.
But
yeah,
we really need to do how much more favor we could have if we would search it out.
And actually step out in faith and like Ruth did. She left the comfort of home and said, I'm going to work and I'm going to look for a place where I can find favor. And she immediately found it. We don't know how long, but she found it. And it was in the fields of Boaz. Betty, you want to comment on that? Love the fact that he's a type of Jesus, don't you?
Oh, yes. You know, and that, looking at her from a different, from a woman's perspective, is that to go out into, let me get shot down for this. She went out into a man's world.
Okay.
Because a lot of times men worked in the field.
Right.
That was their given talent. You know,
sure.
They worked in the field. I feel she had to overcome fear,
mm-hmm,
to be able to go into a field. I mean, I would be terrified even today to go out and work in a field because I wouldn't know what to do.
Right.
But when God sets your face like flint,
mm-hmm,
sets you on a path and tells you to do it, what better person? She sent, you know, she met Boaz, which was similar to Jesus in nature, in the way that he projected himself. I mean, it was pretty well planned, I feel in my heart, that she was where,
oh yeah,
she said, I'm going to work.
Yeah.
That she stepped out of her boat, she,
yes,
stepped out of the comfort,
yes,
zone, said, I'm going.
Right.
Then she overcame the adversary of fear.
Right.
She was probably could have been condemned for what she did, but she said, no, I'm going.
Right.
That favor right there pushed her to the front of the line.
Absolutely,
said, okay,
it
my,
did.
Okay, my child, here you go. Now, go and go in my favor.
Mm-hmm.
Work in my favor. Work, you know, listen and obey. And
amen.
That's what God's telling,
yes,
us, I feel, Pastor Ian,
yes,
is listen and obey.
Amen.
And
amen.
It's just.
Absolutely.
And absolutely amazing. Amazes me.
And it applies to every listener. Whatever country you're in, you know, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He came to this earth. He died on a cross, and he did it to take our sins and our sicknesses in his body on the cross. And when we acknowledge him as our Lord and Savior and we invite him in, that favor just automatically is there. You know, it's there. And especially when we are realizing that we need that favor. I was remembering a verse today, and I turned to it. God had me turn to, these are the words of Moses in Psalm 90. I want to read these, one verse here, Psalm 90, the last verse of Psalm 90, the words of Moses. And let's declare this over each of our lives before we go to this next song. Here's what Moses said in Psalm 90, verse 17. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. I declare that over every one of you listeners, wherever you are around the globe. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon you. May he establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. We declare that over this ministry, Beacon of Hope Ministries. We declare that over our secular jobs. I'm a realtor. Nan's a high school secretary. Betty works and in a veterinary clinic. We all have jobs. Lord, we ask that you establish the work of our hands there also, and establish the work of this radio show and this ministry. So one more time, and that is the words of Moses, Psalm 90, verse 17. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Whoa, and we're going to this song by the group Mercy Me. Grace tells another story. Is amazing grace, woo, when we find that favor and begin to realize we're walking in it, it's his amazing grace, it's his empowering presence within us that allows us to be able to do things that we didn't think we even could do. Nan's got a poem from God. I think you're signaling me, right?
Yes.
All right, and then we'll get back to Betty.
It's called My Grace Is Here For You. My grace is sufficient for you to go through. I will be there, and I'll always help you. My grace is here for you, precious one. It is there because of the sacrifice of my son. Believe that my grace is here for you right now. Always remember that I am your awesome tower. My grace will comfort you in difficult days. Look to me, ask of me, diligently pray. My grace will see you through all things. So of praise you need to now bring. My grace is available to you. Receive it now. You will make it through and be endued with power. my grace is here for you.
Wow. It's there. He's promising us. He's telling us. He's reminding us. And it was here for Ruth. All she had to do was go out and find it and acknowledge it. Betty, you want to comment on that before we get back to Ruth's story?
Yeah, just a little bit. You know, God makes good things happen.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
He does. But you know what we have to do, Pastor Marcia and Nan? We have to trust him.
Yes.
And that's probably, maybe for some, that's very hard to do because they've been through some pretty messy circumstances. But again, like I say, even, you know, no matter the circumstances of what we feel or see, God is still working mightily.
Yes, yes.
For me. And that's something that I have, a song that I learned back when I first became a Christian is that, you know, no matter, and I've seen some pretty rough circumstances in the last few weeks, and I'm sure some of us all have, is that we have to trust him, believe in him, stand strong, and don't let the enemy come in and try to steal your joy, because it will happen, and trust him.
Amen.
They really do.
Yes, they do. Good things happen, and we need to begin to expect those. I think this is a season of expectation. This is a season where, and I want you to receive this, listeners, this is a season where God is moving. He's doing a new thing. It's a day of expectation. We need to be realizing, our eyes open in the morning, or the first thoughts that come to us, let's begin to praise God and thank him for the blessings of the day, because they are going to be more abundant than ever before. You are finding favor forever. We're going to get to the forever point part of it in a couple weeks, but finding favor, that is for you. Ruth was finding favor. She went out to go work in a field. She didn't even know where she was going. She just started working in fields and ended up in Boaz's field. She ended up right in the right place at the right time. Betty, you just said good things happen to us. And too many people walk around with such a negative attitude that they are expecting the worst all the time. I had somebody say to me the other day, oh, just my luck. It's always bad. But I always have bad luck. Just my luck. Really? No, don't say that. Don't say that. Expect the favor of God like Ruth did. She said, I'm going out to find somebody in whose sight I can find favor. Talk to me about that, Nan, and we'll go back to Betty on that. Whoa.
We just need to follow her example.
Yeah.
And, you know, she made a conscious decision. And
yes, she did.
We've talked about that already. She made a conscious decision to do that.
Yeah.
So we have a choice.
Yeah.
We can just sit back and let things happen and not look to God, just go on and complain.
Right.
It's one thing, it's one thing to share. There are times we need to share with someone to pray with us. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is just complaining all the time.
Right.
That's a whole different story. Or we can say, God, I'm looking for your favor. I'm looking for your favor in this situation.
Amen.
God, help me. Look to him. He will bless you. He will grant you favor. He did for Ruth. You know, and in the word it says that he's no respecter of persons.
That's right.
So what he'll do for Ruth, Pastor, he'll do for you.
Amen.
He'll do for Betty.
I receive
He'll do
it.
For Nan. He's done for us.
We all three.
You know, there's a book. I was straightening up my bedroom before I came here, and there's a book, and I don't remember the exact title. I bought it. It's a Joyce Meyer book, and it was about expect something good to happen today. And
exactly.
I'm like, oh, I know when God led me to buy that book, and it kind of got pushed to the side, and I hadn't read it. And the Lord spoke to me and said, read that book.
Expectancy.
Get up in the morning expecting something to happen to you.
That is
positive.
The word of the hour right now. God is saying, expect. Expect the suddenly moment. Expect the changes that are going to happen in our lives that are going to bring more people into the kingdom of God. I don't know how God's going to expand this radio ministry. Maybe it's going into other areas. I don't know how it's all going to happen. I just know that God has told me to expect it. You know, to expect the changes that are coming that are going to greatly expand the outreach of this ministry. And, you know, for those of you out there scattered across the world, we want nothing more than to be in more of homes, in more. We want the word of God to get out there. We're putting our finances into it to make it happen. And we want it to happen, you know, but God's got to open those doors. Betty, talk to me. I'm fired up, Betty. Can you tell? I'm expecting. I am expecting. I'm not pregnant. I'm pregnant. I've had that three times. It's not that kind of expecting. Woo! I know. I've been there, done that. No, this is. I'm expecting the hand of God to move in our lives now in a fresh new way as we are studying the favor of God. Go ahead, Betty.
Well, you have an attitude of gratitude. And when you have that type of attitude, God smiles. And he's saying, yes, you're seeing and you're going to receive what I'm going to do for you. It's because you come with raised hands, you come praising him, you pray to him, you talk to him, he communicates with you, you read his word.
Mm-hmm.
You don't sit back in your chair waiting for someone to come and tell you this is what needs to be done. You get up in the morning, you go to work. You get up and you praise God. You raise your hands, you get down on your knees, just like Ruth did too. She got down on her hands and knees and said, why do you find favor with me? And it's because she was so enthralled with someone,
yes,
such as Boaz, that maybe someone else had rejected her. I don't know the whole story, but when you come expecting a miracle,
yes,
or you come expecting,
yes,
a moment with God is endless.
Amen.
I mean, you can spend 5 minutes with him and you'll get a million-dollar day worth of blessings.
Oh, amen.
But when you get up late and you think, I don't have time to spend time with you, what if God told you that, Pastor Marcia, I'm sure he calls you Marcia, I don't have time for you.
Calls me Mama Mac.
He calls you Mama Mac? Okay,
yeah.
Mama Mac,
yeah.
I'm Betty Lou.
Yeah.
Betty Lou, if he told me I don't have time for you, what would that do to me?
Exactly.
I mean, if he spoke to me that way, like I speak to him, God, I don't have time for you today. I'm running late. I've got to get my coffee at Starbucks, or I've got to do this, this, and that. He's going to sit back in his throne and think, I don't want to make him sad. I honestly do not want to make the Lord sad. But when you have that type of expectancy in your voice, you're fired up, you're ready to go, you're ready to go to work, and then right then and there, when you said that, you told the devil, get thee behind me.
Amen.
And that's what a lot of us have to do, is we have,
amen,
to take that step of faith. We have to trust God and say, okay, God, I'm giving this situation to you right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And I expect to see something come of this. And Pastor Marcia, and man, it's never failed.
No, never fails.
And you say, well, it's never failed for me. It's never happened to me. You've got to believe.
You've got to have faith.
You've got to believe and you've got to have faith.
And, you know, along with that, Betty, sometimes our circumstances are darkest right before the breakthrough. Okay.
Amen.
And it really is true. And, you know, it's pretty blustery outside right now. It's raining pretty bad and it's dark. But I know in a little while, because I know Florida, because I've lived here 24 years, that pretty soon it's going to be beautiful here in a few minutes. And I can put my top down. I know how it works. It gets dark and it rains and then it gets sunny again. Okay. And about a little over a year ago, we came to a place in the ministry where attendance, we had a lot of people move away for jobs, and we've got a lot of Beaconites scattered in different states now. A lot of people's life circumstances changed, and we got to a point where our attendance was just not able to support the building, the huge building we had. And the Lord said to me, and Betty, you and Nan were a part of that whole decision. The Lord, as I waited upon him for days, he said to me, it's not about the building. It's about going outside our walls. And I was the only financial person responsible on that building. And I had to let God minister to me and allow me to give that building up. As beautiful as it was, the best building we've ever been in, it was just perfect. Every room was perfect. Everything was exactly the way we wanted it. Our beautiful platform. I even had to get rid of our platform, Betty. And all of that was very hard for me. And to give up a Sunday morning service, which now I've spent today since I since my alarm went off at 6-something or other this morning until I walked in here to the control room and sat behind this mic. I have had a day. I've not been out ministering. God's been ministering to me, and I've been ministering to him. And I am fired up because of what he said to me. So sometimes we have to give up some things that are dear to us, some things that mean a lot to us, to have more time with him. Do you know what I'm saying, Betty? Comment on that, and then we'll get to Lynn, or to Nan.
Well,
I'm sorry.
There comes a point in time, if you look at Psalm 34 and 5, it says, sing to the Lord, you saints of his. Praise his holy name, for his anger only lasts a moment.
Amen.
But his favor lasts a lifetime.
Woo, good verses.
Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing or joy comes in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
When you were talking about the way that the weather transpires in Florida is that, you know, rain's 5 minutes, sunshiny the next. Well, here in Indiana, it's not quite that way. You know, it will rain for days.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
Is it ever going to end? Are we going to have to build an ark?
Right.
But then when you start rejoicing, you think, okay, Lord, thank you for the rain, but we need some sunshine. We need that. And if you believe and trust, things are going to change.
Yes,
there will be rejoicing in the morning, even though it seems like it's really dark.
Yes.
There will be joy in the morning.
Woo! Amen. Ah, praise God. Nan, do you have something to share before we go to the song?
It's going to be my closing statements.
It's going to be in your closing statements,
yes,
so you don't have anything to share right this minute. That's all right. We'll get back to you. So anyway, Betty, back since Nan's busy doing whatever she's doing in there, which I can't see, but I see her on her computer. But anyway, Betty, you went through all that with me, and it was very hard for me to sell furniture out of the ministry, to give things away, tons of chairs that we had, hundreds of chairs when the ministry was larger. It was very hard for me, wasn't it? I mean, you went through it with me, and it was agonizing to make that decision.
Yes, it was. And even though, you know, I'm 1,000 miles away, you can still hear and feel the agony that you were going through.
Yeah.
You know, why am I having to do this?
Yeah.
Well, you know, even though they were material things, you held special in those items.
Sure.
Giving those items up blessed someone else.
Yeah, it did. In almost every circumstance, it did. Yes.
In every circumstance.
The chairs, the pulpit, everything.
Everything.
Platform.
Everything. Right. Again,
the platform is in a little church in Tampa now, blessing a bunch of dear African American people. It's beautiful. That's where it is.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
And you had the opportunity. You could have held on to those items.
Yeah.
But the Lord told, and the Lord showed you that each item that you gave up, you got something in return. Now, it may not be here on this earth, but great is your reward in heaven, because you gave up something that was dear to you so that you could move on further and do what the Lord wanted you to do. And he's directing he was rerouting you, so that kind of a detour to say, okay, Marcia, this is where I want you to go.
Yeah.
But Lord, you don't under. Yes, I do understand. If you'll follow me, if you will, T-R-U-S-T, if you will trust me, I will show you where this is going to go.
Yeah.
And, I felt the pain and, you know, through our prayers and so forth, that each one of those things that you gave up, there was a blessing in return, what I just said just a few minutes ago. But those blessings are going to keep going.
Amen.
And going and going on. So they never really stop once that they're given away. Because once you bless somebody, then once they feel blessed, they're going to bless somebody.
Absolutely.
So you see that you've started a domino effect with items that you thought you just couldn't get rid of. But again, the blessings just keep going and going and going. Kind of like the Energizer Bunny.
Amen.
You just keep going and going and going. And it's amazing to see when you take a circumstance of how God turns that circumstance into something great.
Absolutely. And, you know, and it, the StarCom Media Network, that whole opportunity didn't come till January of this year. And this all happened in July and August and September of this past year of 2014 when all of that was taking place. Interesting. And by the way, it is deluging rain now. I mean, it's so bad you can't hardly see out. But you know what? The rain of the Holy Spirit is coming upon God's people, much like Amen. This. And God spoke Amen. To my heart today and reminded me of Elijah when they had drought for all those years. And God said to him, it's going to rain. And he had his servant go seven times and look for a cloud. Do you remember this story? I think it's in 2 Kings 17, someplace around in there. And the servant went, and finally on the seventh time, he came back and he says, I see a little tiny cloud out there. And Elijah didn't say, well, that can't be anything. Instead, he said to King Ahab, you better get going in your chariot because it's going to be a bad storm coming. There's a lot of rain coming. And God said to me this morning, Nan and Betty, the sound of abundance of rain. It's there. It's there for this ministry. It's there for all the people out there around the world who care and desire all that God has for them. And this next song, again, cannot be more fitting, I don't believe. Again, it is by the group Selah. Betty, one of your favorite songs, You Raise Me Up.
When I am down and oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. Oh, you raise me up so more than I can be. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. You raise us up. No matter what we're going through, let us pray right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we just lift up these dear listeners wherever they are, across this country and across the globe. Lord, you know who will listen to the show and at what time. And you know what each one needs. You are so amazing, God, that you know every one of us. You know our hurts. You know our past. You know our doubts. You know our fears. You know all those things that would hold us back. And yet, Lord, you are saying to us today, come away with me, my beloved. You are saying, rise up. You raise me up. Lord, you are raising every one of us up. You've been raising me up all day in your love and in your compassion and in your goodness and in your expectation of the future. And Lord, I believe that we, each of us who know you as our Lord and Savior, we are finding favor with you in greater degree than we have ever found before. And this is the hour, this is the time for your people to rise up and see that the harvest is ready to be cut. The crop is there, and we've got to teach and preach your word with all that is within us. We can't be slack. We can't be lazy. We can't be non-committed, but we must be committed and faithful, and we must get to work. And Lord, that is the desire of my heart and of this ministry, Beacon of Hope, and of this show, Living the Good Life. And Lord, let the people around this globe realize that you are for them, that you care about every detail. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for the answers to prayer that are going to come as a result of this inspiring word this day. In Jesus' name, this we pray. Amen. Nan, give us what God gave you, and then we'll go back to Betty.
We'll always raise you up. It is in the difficult times of your life when my favor can really shine through. Look to me. You will make it. My favor will be evident in you. You will stand like a light on a hill for those around you to see. Your life will be a great testimony as it will point others to me. Take a stand, have faith, and be consistent. Get to work. I will move in all that affects you. You will be comforted through your pain. My favor will shine through what you do. I will always raise you up, precious one. You will be okay. You'll have my favor. You can make it through with the strength from me. Remember that Jesus is always your Savior, and you can draw strength. Remember that.
Oh, praise God. I love that. Nan, you got to get me that poem. You got to send that to me. Anybody that wants these poems that God gives, they are prophetic words from God himself, just in the form of a poem. You can write me personally, pastor@bohmglobal.com. Ask me for the poems from whatever show, and Nan has them in her computer, and we can get them to you. Again, my address is pastor@bohmglobal.com. Betty, talk to us. Did that not just bless your socks off? I don't know if you had any socks on. I don't have any on, but I don't know about you, but woo, that blessing. What a song.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't call on me first.
Were you crying? Were you crying?
Oh, of course, of course.
You little crybaby, you.
I am a crybaby after Jesus. It's songs like that,
yeah,
that make you settle back. And while that was playing, this verse came from Psalm 31:19-22. It says, what a stack of blessings you have piled up for those who worship you, ready and waiting for all who run to you. To escape an unkind world, you hide them safely away from the opposition. Blessed be the Lord.
Oh, praise God.
And as that song was playing, in the spirit realm, I could see someone who was just begging for someone to help them.
Right.
And they have to pick themselves up and talk to God. Mm-hmm. And because he has blessings and favor for those who call upon him. And when you do, you will be saying, blessed be the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be your name, O Lord.
Amen.
And even if you could just say the word Jesus, this sets the enemy back in your life, sets him back way back.
Amen.
And you have to learn that when you're down and out, is that Jesus is there to carry you through these hard times.
Yes.
I'm sure as he carried Ruth and as he carried people that they don't even know they're being carried, is that God wants to minister to you. He wants to show you favor. And even in that song, God lifts us up in times where we can't even help ourselves.
Absolutely, he does.
And that it's so important to get into God's word.
Yes.
And to pray as much as time allows you to pray.
Amen.
But even to turn off the radio or turn off the television and just sit and listen to him.
Yes.
Talk
Amen.
To him and communicate.
Amen.
To him, like you do on your cell phone. As you're texting or whatever, just stop and just listen to him and talk to him and communicate to him. Whatever. I mean, the smallest problem is hey, I've got an issue with spiders, or Lord, I'm on my last dime.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going to turn to, and God will help you out.
Amen.
It may not be a suddenly moment for you. But in time, if God directs you and sees you through, you will come out victorious.
Amen. Woo. Amen. And, you know, somebody's been trying to call in here. And during this show, we don't normally take call-ins. But you can text me directly to our ministry text line. It'll come to my phone right here if you have a comment or a question. That number is 727-888-4171. You can use that anytime. It comes directly to my phone. 727-888-4171, whoever was trying to call in here. One more time, 727-888-4171. Just text me. Nan, talk to us. Betty, that's profound, everything you were just saying. I so agree with all that you were saying. And this really is an important time, I think, in world events. I think it's an important time for our nation and other nations around the globe. It's a time for people to turn and seek the Lord. Nan, do you want to comment on any of that?
People just need to realize that it is time.
Mm-hmm.
And now is the time. And he wants to grant them favor now. This
yes.
is not something that you have to pray about. Okay, like Betty was saying, sometimes there's suddenly moments and he just moves suddenly. There's times that it's a little bit more longer time. And that's the time when we really need to continue standing in faith, knowing that his word is true, knowing that we will find his favor. He will bless us. And it's in his time. And sometimes we don't understand his timing, but it all comes out okay.
Yes.
You know, that's a good thing. It all comes out okay as we trust him and continue to trust him. You know, I mean, I know personally in my life, I'm believing him for certain things, and I'm holding true to
yes
to believing that. You know, I've shared with you, I'm holding true to believing that, and I
right.
hold true to believing that. And once in a while, a little bit of doubt comes in, but it's like, God, I find your favor. I believe I've heard from you. I know that I've heard from you, and I know that you're going to move, and I will have your favor upon
Absolutely.
My life.
Yes,
and I'll be able to share with other people how I had favor from him.
Amen.
You know, by being faithful and consistent in that belief.
So we just have to. We have to go back to this over and over again in this show, because this is what the show's about. Ruth was faithful and consistent. She got to work. She went and she worked hard. She was diligent. She didn't just happen to end up in the fields of Boaz. That was where God directed her. And when she got to those fields, she found an owner of those fields that is a type of Jesus who, when we realize the attitude of Boaz is the attitude of Jesus, where he is constantly, Boaz, blessing his workers, blessing, and the workers in turn want to reach out and just bless God because we are so thankful for all that he's done for us. We are so grateful. We are so thankful. Oh, Betty, you want to comment on that? And then we'll get back to Nan here. We're getting ready to wind down here in just a minute. Go ahead.
Well, I think that she had some sort of direction that the Lord was sending her in. And I think it was not by chance that she ended up in that field.
Right.
I think that it was God's divine order that she go there so that she could do what he wanted her to do. And then also he in return could bless her.
Yes. Yes.
So when you think that you step out and you think, what am I doing here? You have to look at, you can either see 3 feet in front of you or you can see farther up on the horizon. Is God using me in this situation? Is just keep one step in front of the other. Faith and trust and believe in God that wherever you go, he's going to direct you. He's
absolutely
going to lead you. Yes, we still have the power of choice or to choose. But I think that God gives us, in certain circumstances, Pastor, he gives us clear-cut direction.
Oh, absolutely he does.
In what he wants us to do, mm-hmm. don't you think?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, I'll tell the story at another time, but my kids just absolutely arrived in Indiana today back on Hoosier soil. Mark, my son, who is a law professor, has taken a new job in a law school in Indiana, and his wife, Candy, and the baby doggies, and they've arrived, and I just got a text earlier from my daughter-in-law, my precious Candy, and she said, we have such a peace. We're right where God wants us. People, there's nothing like it. When you're walking in the favor of God and you're right where God wants you, the peace is amazing. Nan, do you have a final comment before we get out of here?
My final comment is a poem. You can have his favor. Expect a miracle to occur in your life. Seek his favor. You will find it in life. He will help you face those things that cause you heartache or strife. Just as Ruth got out to go to work, so should you. What will you do? Will you move forward as Ruth did? He will help you. He'll be with you. His favor is here for you, my friend. Search it out, just as Ruth did. It will become so evident for you, from you it will not be hid. Mm-hmm. So go ahead. Search out the favor. He has it for you. Just ask for such. He will give you the favor that you desire, and of your life will be greatly touched.
Wow, what a perfect way to end all this. Betty, thank you so much taking time away from the hay field. And Nan, diligently sitting there just writing those poems as God gives them to you. And for each of you scattered around the globe, we are so glad that you're a part of this ministry. If you want to become a financial partner with us, go to bohmglobal.com. That's our website. Go to the bottom of the first page, go to donations, and then hit PayPal, and you can become a financial partner with us. And please listen to our Thursday night Go Yard show. We didn't talk about it much. It airs on 6:06 p.m. Eastern every Thursday night live, tantalk1340.com. Then you can hear this show and the Go Yard shows multiple times on the Starcom Media Network. God bless you. Have a great week. We look forward to next Sunday. It's not far to Jesus. This has been Nan and Betty and me, Pastor Marcia, Mama Mac, bringing you the Word of God this day. God bless you. See you next week.
It's not far from here to Jesus. His loving arms are open wide. Close your eyes and he will lead you safely to his side. There's no from